G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Hugh and Grant for breakfast.
Oh, sad news. Burt Reynolds has passed away at the age of 82. And I don't know about you, but not only did I love the Smokey and the Bandit movies, but the Cannonball Run movies of the 80s were just absolutely sensational. And they are right smack bang in the middle of my childhood where I was watching movies and laughing so much at what was going on. The Cannonball movies, they were sensational. Now on 963 Triple M, there's lots of things going on today. We've got some banks that have increased the interest rates. We'll talk about that later on this morning. And of course, today, if you haven't checked out triplem.com.au as yet, the car that plunged into the lake, it's going to be taken out today, hopefully. We're going to find out more about that later on this morning. Mark my words.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M. As we wake up this morning, in the last hour or so, news has broken across the globe that Burt Reynolds has passed away.
Burt Reynolds has died. No cause of death has yet been released. The New York Post is reporting at this hour that he passed away today at the age of 82. According to the Post, his manager has confirmed the death to the Hollywood Reporter, saying he died today at Jupiter Medical in Florida, Jupiter, Florida, on the East Coast. A former college football player who took up acting after an injury cut short his playing career, Burt Reynolds spent a decade taking on bit roles in Hollywood before breaking through with roles in some of the biggest films of the decade.
Now, on 963 Triple M, that audio there from Fox News, Luke was talking about some of the accomplishments of Burt Reynolds this morning. Here's just some of what he had to say.
Here is some sad news just coming through. Burt Reynolds has died at the age of 82. A source has said that the US actor went into cardiac arrest at a hospital in Florida Thursday, US time. And his family was by his side. After starring in TV shows such as Gunsmoke and Dan August, Reynolds rose to fame in the 1970s for his breakout role as Lewis Medlock in Deliverance. Remember that? The actor, who has nearly 200 film and TV credits, also starred in multiple successful films, including 1974's The Longest Yard, and who could forget the 1977 Smokey and the Bandit movies. Made that Pontiac Trans Am so famous. 1996's Striptease, one of my favourite movies, Boogie Nights, 1997. That earned him an Oscar nomination. Burt's movie-defining moments is set to be released in December 2018. He was also currently filming Once Upon a Time in Hollywood alongside Margot Robbie, Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. That's expected to hit theatres next year. Burt Reynolds underwent heart surgery in 2010. His manager has told CNN that Reynolds had a great mentor with brand new pipes. Reynolds was married to Judy Kahn from 63 to 65, Loni Addison from 1988 to 1993, with whom he shares his adult son, Quinton Anderson Reynolds. He previously said ex-girlfriend Sally Field, whom he dated on and off for 5 years in the 70s and 80s, was the one who got away.
Now, on 963 Triple M, isn't it interesting the way we view movies and what we think is a fantastic movie? Luke was saying that Boogie Nights is one of his favourite movies of all time. I absolutely hated it. But Cannonball Run 1 and 2, absolutely loved. Love Smokey and the Bandit as well. And they're just some of the movies that Burt Reynolds starred in during the course of his career.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, one of the things you're going to hear more about today, the NRL has come down hard on the NRL Bulldogs, hitting them with a record $250,000 fine over the club's Mad Monday celebrations, which of course we've been talking about right the way across the week. And you're either in two camps. You either don't think that the NRL has done anything wrong, especially when it comes to the Bulldogs, or you do think that they have massively overstepped the mark. When it comes to local news, we're going to find out what is making news, all the things you need to know starting your day. It's a big good morning to Katja.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, SA Water will begin efforts to
to remove a car from the Blue Lake today. Locals are being urged to get creative. The City of Mount Gambier opening entries for NF McDonald and Sons Mount Gambier Christmas Parade. The state government has thrown their support behind the Farm Debt Mediation Act 2018 and its National Child Protection Week. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, Coach is going to keep us up to date with all the things that we need to know, including the car coming out of the lake today. If you'd like to know more details on that, not only am I going to catch up with the team from SA Water later on this morning to have a chat, but you can find out the details online of what's going on because they started to do preparations yesterday. We've got all the details at triplem.com.au.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Now, one of the things that I'd love you to be part of today, if you've got the opportunity, there is going to be a quiz night taking place out at Apollo Soccer Club. It's a Rubies quiz night. Now, Rubies are an organisation that help out kids, not only here in the Limestone Coast, but across South Australia, who are in need of support. Now, if you can go along and be part of tonight's quiz night, if you can get a group of friends together and head on out to the Apollo Soccer Club, it's all going to be happening and there'll be some great prizes up for grabs, I'm sure, as well. This weekend, the Rotary Book Fair is on. We're going to find out all about that after 7 this morning. And Robbie Stewart is riding from Kalangadoo to Mount Gambier, raising money for Swag Timber. We've got all the details online at triplem.com.au. I caught up with Robbie a couple of weeks ago for a bit of a chat if you'd like to check it out. And if you see him on the road this weekend with his team, make sure you give generously if you can.
You and Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I don't know whether you heard birthdays yesterday at all, but a lady that would have celebrated a birthday, Dolores O'Riordan. Now, she was a famous singer during the course of the probably 90s, and she was lead singer of the Cranberries. And unfortunately, at the start of the year, I think it was back in January, we found out that she'd passed away. Now, at long last, an inquest has been held, and the findings have been handed down. And in what is just a tragedy, it's been revealed that Dolores drowned due to alcohol intoxication, which is not going to be great news for anybody who was a fan of the Cranberries. Now, on 963 Triple M, we're going to keep you up to date with news you need to know across the morning this morning. National news team checking in soon. Karch is going to stop by as well. The big news story locally is the fact that the car coming out of the lake today, SA Water doing a whole heap of work to make that happen, and it all started last night. Now, as a result, there's going to be road closures take place across the morning this morning and into the afternoon if you're up and around the lake area. If you'd like to know what they are, you can jump online to triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Paul McCartney is making news today. He believes that John Lennon was right to split the Beatles. The ex-Beatle himself, 75, was apparently furious at the time that the Beatles were splitting up. And he and John Lennon struggled to patch up the friendship before Lennon was tragically shot back in 1980. But now, at the age of 75, he reckons, yeah, John Lennon was probably right to do it. And the Beatles, still one of the most famous groups in rock and roll history.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M. We're going to find all about a walk to fight kidney disease that's taking place this weekend. The Big Red Kidney Walk is on Sunday, 10 a.m. down at the Raillands. We'll find out all about it after 7. One of the other big things that's going on this weekend, the auction and clearing sale. The Millicent AH&P Society are raising funds for the refurbishment of Vera's Kitchen. Donated goods will be at Vera's Hall no later than Saturday at 5 p.m. Registrations 9 a.m. on Sunday. It's going to be a great day and hopefully a fantastic fundraiser for them as well. Now, if you know of something that's happening across the Limestone Coast that I haven't talked about yet, remember you can always let us know. Jump online to our Facebook page. Shoot me an email, 963@triplem.com.au, but make sure you let me know so that we can send out a shout out and give you a free plug for the event taking place over the course of the weekend.
You and Grant.
Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Families across the Limestone Coast and across Australia are going to feel the pinch. The Combank and the ANZ have raised interest rates to join Westpac NAB, the only bank holding out so far of the big four. Now on 963 Triple M, looking at what's going on locally here in the Limestone Coast, the Rotary Book Fair is getting very, very close. Trevor Buck joins us for a chat. Trevor, good morning.
Hello, Ewan.
Hey, Trevor, this weekend's going to be massive for anybody who loves reading.
Very, very much so. We've got a great collection of secondhand books and quite a few of them. We've got a big collection from an avid collector And a lot of these books have never been read. So there's a big selection of garden books, cooking, Australiana, and the most railway books I've ever seen, I reckon. There's nothing over $5 very much, and all the money we raise goes to drought relief.
Now, how did it come about that you're raising money for drought relief?
I think it's just something that the country needs at the moment, and sounded like a good idea, and a lot of people probably wouldn't donate any money to drought relief, but this is an opportunity to buy some books, and anything, like I said, anything raised goes towards the drought relief fund.
And it's also a great opportunity to stop on by, even if you're not an avid book collector, for sake of argument, to make a donation to drought relief as well.
Exactly right. It's just a gold coin donation. We've got tea and coffee available. Anything we raise, we've got a raffle. And like I said, it all goes to drought relief. And I've never seen such a big collection of books. And like I say, good quality books. A lot of children's books there, picture books. $1, $2, and most would be $5. The highest price book would be $5.
Trevor, this is where I say I am so upset that I am working tomorrow, but when does it all get underway?
9 o'clock tomorrow at the City Hall, Cave Gardens entrance, and till 5 o'clock, and the same on Sunday. So 2 days, 9 to 5.
Trevor, good luck. I hope you raise a bucket load of cash for drought relief. It'd be great to find out how much he's raised. And good luck this weekend with the Rotary Book Fair.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, mate.
Bye.
On 963 Triple M, if you'd like to be part of it, tomorrow and Sunday is when it's on. And fantastic fundraiser and a great way to increase your book collection.
You and Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
Big good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. Lisa Hannett from SA Water is going to join me soon for a chat to find out what is going to take place today as SA Water try and retrieve the car out of the Blue Lake. This morning, I am going to tell you all the details that you need to know about the Big Red Kidney Walk. It's taking place this weekend, and it's time to catch up with Katja. Find out what's making local news. Good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, SA Water will be working to remove a vehicle from the Blue Lake today. The City of Mount Gambier are calling for entries to the upcoming NF McDonald and Sons Mount Gambier Christmas Parade. The Farm Debt Mediation Act 2018 has passed through State Parliament this week, and National Child Protection Week continues. All of that in sport coming up within the next half hour.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
It's 963 Triple M. I've been talking about the Big Red Kidney Walk right the way across the morning this morning. It's taking place this weekend. A lady who knows all about it is Danny. She is on the line. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Yeah, good. Hey, Danny, Big Red Kidney Walk, what's it all about? And how can we be part of it?
Okay, so the Big Red Kidney Walk is a pretty light walk that we're going to do around the railway lands. It's basically to just raise awareness of kidney health and the prevention of kidney disease. Because did you know 1 in 3 Australians are at an increased risk of developing chronic kidney disease, and 90% of kidney function can be lost without experiencing symptoms? So it's really just mainly to bring up awareness of that and to raise money for the wonderful Kidney Health Australia.
Nice. I had no idea that that kidney health was, I suppose the statistics were that bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Over 1.7 million Aussies are affected by kidney disease, and it claims more lives each year than breast cancer, prostate cancer, and our roads combined.
Just incredible. Danny, for people who want to go along and be part of the Big Red Kidney Walk, when's it all on? How do we be part of it?
Yeah, so it's on Sunday at 10 a.m. Down at the railway lands. We'll meet in the middle, sort of near the signals, the artwork there.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, people can register online at www.bigredkidneywalk.org.au or on the day. Tickets are adults $10, children are $5, or a family is $20. We've got heaps of things there. We've got a raffle with 5 wonderful prizes, 2 lucky ticket prizes. We've also got a best dressed adult, child and puppy dog prize.
Nice.
As we'd love everyone to turn up in red. We've also got Lakes Rotary holding a sausage sizzle, and Joanne's Espresso is there with coffee, which we'll probably need at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely. Danny, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. The Rowlands is always a perfect spot to hold an event, and it looks like the weather's going to be pretty reasonable for it as well, given this time of year. Good luck. I hope you raise a whole heap of money, and thanks for joining us on the radio to talk about it this morning.
Thanks very much, Ewan.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
So very excited. Today is a huge day. SA Waters Senior Manager for Production and Treatment, Lisa Hannon, joins me on the line because the car's coming out of the lake today. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning to you, Ewan.
Lisa, I don't know why I'm really excited about this, because it's got to be a monumental job for you guys.
Look, it will be a complex exercise, but look, we've put a lot of planning into this exercise, so we are very hopeful and confident that it will all go to plan.
Lisa, going back a step, I mean, do you guys plan for eventualities like the possibility of a car going over the side of the crater?
So we do, I guess, as a matter of course, do you have plans in place for emergency scenarios. Was there one specific to a car going over the edge of the Blue Lake? No, there wasn't. But we've since been working on that, and we certainly have a good plan in place now.
So tell me all about the plan, because it's going to be a spectacle today.
Yes, well, the plan will involve quite a few people, both SA Water people, our own skilled and experienced people, as well as some contractors. So we will be using divers, and those divers will be floating the car, and we'll be floating that car around to our offtake area near our pumping station. And from there, we'll be using a 220-ton crane to retrieve the car, to lift it up out of the lake.
My goodness. Now... Is it possible for people to check out what you guys are doing during the course of the day today?
So I guess we do certainly understand that this is a fairly unique event and there will be a lot of community interest. But I guess we do urge people who might like to head along to the lake just to remain in the public access areas. And the reason for that is we really do need our team and our contractors to be able to do their job safely. So public areas, absolutely fine.
Now, Lisa, you guys did a lot of work last night to set everything up. Today it's all taking place. Is road closures in place as well?
Yes, that is right. So we do have localised traffic management around John Watson Drive from Bay Road to Sunnyside Drive, and that will just assist us to be able to manage our operation. Car parking may also be restricted at times from Bay Road to Crouch Street South. So we do have signs and traffic management personnel on site that will help to direct traffic.
Lisa, it is going to be an awesome job. It will be something to see. Thank you so much for taking the time out this morning to have a chat to us. Good luck with it all, all right?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I'm sure we'll be fine. Thank you, Ewan.
Oh, 963 Triple M. If you'd like to know more about the road closures and all that sort of stuff, we've got all the details from SA Water from a press release that they sent out yesterday. It's all online at triplem.com.au. And SA Water Senior Management for Production and Treatment, Lisa Hannon, talking to us this morning on Triple M.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
On 963 Triple M, we are talking sport this morning. Barney and Milo are in the studio with me. I've got KG on the line. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, Barney and Milo, on this lovely cold morning.
Oh, beautiful. It's going to rearrange the anatomy of a brass monkey down here, I tell you. I tell you what, last night we saw a pretty good side out there. I don't think it's the Hawkers' year. Who do you think can beat the Tigers on the last day in September?
Well, I don't think anybody can, Barney and Milo. I think what we've seen from Richmond this year, and in particular last night, they've set the pattern. And it's been a remarkable sort of turnaround. You cast your mind back 2 years ago, Hardwick's head was on the chopping block. He was about to get the sack. Turns them around, and now they're playing some of the best football you'd wish to see. They were challenged early last night, but when the pressure became very hard, then Richmond just lifted. It's, I don't think anybody... Look, they'd have to have an off night, and the side that beats them would have to have a very good night. Geelong, look, if they produce... They've probably got the best midfield in the business. If they produce their best football, they're probably a chance, but I can't see anybody beating Richmond, guys.
Don't forget, I give all the credit to Neil Baum. He is the man. He calmed that beast down.
That's a very good point, Milo. He's done a terrific job at Richmond. He's done a terrific job at Geelong, and he's just a quiet little mover and shaker, as Baum.
And at Collingwood.
He's a man mountain.
And at Collingwood and at Norwood.
Yeah, the king.
Yeah, exactly right.
Kingmaker. The kingmaker. Now, one thing, because of the movements and what we hear is going on with players and they want to go home to mum and everything else, the Crows and the Power have to get as many as the talented under 18 kids in this draft coming up, don't they?
Well, they do, Milo, and I can tell you, right, and you and Barney, that the one player that they have earmarked, the one player that they've spent a lot of time and they want him is young Jack Lekosius. He is a talent. There's no question about that. Young Rankin's a good player, and it's a very, very good draft so far. talent is concerned. So, you know, they've got Mitch McGavin wanting to go back to Melbourne and all these sort of things. So they've really now got to dig their heels in and get the best deal for the club, because it's been a bloody year from hell for the Crows.
Well, we've got some great news for all the Crows supporters down here in the southeast, because on the 26th of October, we have one of the young talent from Lucerdale. We have Darcy Fogarty. He's coming to be the guest at the dinner, 26th of October. I expect the whole of Lucerdale to turn up for a start, and then all the Crows supporters.
Yeah, without putting too much pressure on the kid, he is a future long-term player for the Crows, with what I've seen. So, look, it hasn't been all doom and gloom, but overall it's been a year from hell, to be quite frank.
Cage, did you get all tizzied up and go to the McGarry Medal and renew some acquaintances?
Yeah, I did. It is a great night, and they incorporated with the Hall of Fame as well. It is a wonderful night, and, you know, Wednesday night was fantastic. You meet people like Russell Ebert, without big noting, Russell Ebert, Sandy Nilsson, some of the former players. And the stories get bigger and better every year, fellas. They really do.
Do they still whinge about free kicks you never give them, KG?
Oh, yeah, they have a crack at me. Johnny Platton was there, Andrew Jarman, and unbelievable.
Now, before we let you go, who do you like tonight?
Gee whiz. Geelong, probably.
Yeah,
Geelong.
I think you're right.
I think Geelong might get the chocolates. Look, I'd love to see Melbourne for Simon Goodman's sake, but I just, if Geelong turn it on through their midfield, I reckon that they can just get the points. But another good game can we have, and I'll be sitting by the fire with a nice little southeastern Sauvignon Blanc watching the footy, boys.
We'll talk to you next week.
Enjoy, Cage.
Yeah, boys. Have a good weekend.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Big shout out to the team at Harvey Norman in Mount Gambier as well. Talking sport this morning, Marlo is still with me in the studio, and mate, big weekend.
It certainly is a big weekend, but just before we preview that, congratulations to the Bendigo Bank South East Women's Football Association girls, as in soccer, and these girls are going to head off to Fiji, and I think it happens in November, to represent South Australia. Ella Doody, Alex Lunay, Lauren Frost, Callie Langley, Nadia Metzerger, and Ellie Seaton, along with Chelsea Frost. So we wish them all the best. Now, the boys are obviously involved as well, but we haven't heard anything from the Limestone Coast Football Association yet. But in due course, no doubt, they'll extractum digitalis. That's the only Latin I know, Ewing. Now, just talking local footy and netball, the South East Limestone Coast Leagues are into action. And, of course, preliminary finals, Mid-South East at Nangwari in the footy. We have Mount Bear and Clangadoo. And, of course, Mount Bear won another crack at Robe, because they want to go four in a row, the boys, but Clangadoo are going to make them earn it. And in the netty, Hatherley versus Tandonula. Up the track at Bordertown on the edge, we have the K&T preliminary final, and the footy KLU, who are hoping to get into a grand final to break a 33-year drought against Mandela, who are the record holders for flags up there. And Keith will just wait and see what happens. And Keith are also in the preliminary final of the netball against arch rival over many seasons in Narracourt. And of course, locally, the big one, the Bendigo Bank Western Border Grand Final. And this is the earliest finish ever in my memory. No doubt it'll be a great occasion over there at the kennel, McDonald Park, woof woof. And Millicent, the catchphrase is join the march. And of course, East Gambier, let's have a crack and go back to back. 34-year drought for Millicent, looking for their second flag. And I'd say if you're not a Eastie in any way, shape or form, you'll be plugging for the roughie in Millicent. And of course, East going for back to back and their 10th flag. And of course, they're creeping up, and they hope they get another one closer to South Gambier, their arch rival. I know who the Southies should be barracking for. Now in the netty, Millicent versus North, and boy, North have got a big job ahead of them. They take on the giant in netball in our area, other than Clangadoo in the Mid-Sea. Millicent looking for their 16th pennant, 10th in a row. There you go. And of course, as you've highlighted, Huey, Ray White, Keatley, myself, and Triple M will do updates from about 2:25 of all the action over there at the kennel. And we'll stay in tune, obviously, with the AFL finals as well. Now, stay tuned. After 8, we're going to catch up with the El Presidente from the East Gambier Footy Club, Aaron Azza-Davis, and he'll give us a update on all the facilities arrangements for that big Western Border Grand Final tomorrow. You and Grant.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Good morning again, Lister Smiley. Triple M keeping the country footy alive, and you don't get much bigger than this Western Border Grand Final in our neck of the woods, and it all happens over at the Kennel, Woof Woof, McDonald Park tomorrow, and of course it's the Saints, and their catch cry, join the march, and I tell you what, there'll be a few marching over from Millicentville tomorrow, and I'd say East Gambier, it wouldn't be far away from Let's Have a Crack and Go Back to Back. Now, the man and his team are responsible for organising the day, no doubt a lot of work's already gone in. Weather looks like it's going to be conducive to football. Good morning, President of the East Gambier Footy Club, Aaron Davis.
G'day, Milo. How are you?
Good, all good. And I reckon the weather gods are going to be kind to us. Now, just firstly, we've got to dispel a big rumour that's going around. A lot of people say to me that aren't real, diehard footy people. How come East have got the grand final over on their home ground? And there's a very good reason for it, Aaron. That's the way the league have decided to go going forward.
Yeah, that and I obviously bought the little commissioner's lunch there, Milo. I bought him a beef schnitzel with mushroom sauce and a Pepsi. So you just bought me way into it. No, it's actually in a rotation. So he's got it set up. And obviously, it's I think North had the first one and then it went to South, Casterton. And then obviously it's our turn this year and Millicent's turn next year, I think.
And I hope those commissioners enjoyed their meal at the Gens Hotel in the month.
Yeah, very much.
I know, like down here at Triple M, there's a lot of footy rumours start down there, but that's another story. Now, the most important thing from the players' point of view is the Oval. You've had plenty of time since last footy was played on there. And leading into week, obviously we've had that little bit of rain, a lot of sun around today. What's your view on how the Oval's going to come up tomorrow?
Nah, the Oval's good. We've only had two games of footy on it in close to nearly 2 months. So our draw was a little bit different. We got heavy loaded at the start and we swapped the game with Casterton to help them out at the start with their Oval. So the Oval sort of didn't get too much work on it at all. And we booked it ourselves at Activate in July and kept off it on those really wet nights. And McDonald Park Primary School, we sort of went up there and we kept right off it. And, she's in Cherry Ripe. She's good.
No doubt you've catered for everyone. I know one special thing at East Gambier, you have someone regularly do the vision of the game every week. But what you do, you put that on the big screen in the dining room. So any of the older supporters that want to get over it, if it is a little bit windy and cold or whatever, but it looks okay, they can actually sit in the dining room there, have something nice to drink and watch it on the big screen.
Yeah, we've got a big projector in there on the big screen, so we hook it up, and Nick Ireland's been doing all our taping during the year, and he basically comes through, and it comes through there, and you can watch it live inside if it's a bit blowy. We get a lot of kids going there, and probably eat a heap of Redskins and everything else, but they all go and watch the thing in there, so it's really good.
Now, you've catered for everything across the board. There'll be plenty of facilities right around the ground, and I see you even got a donut facility.
Yeah, we've got everything. We've got donuts and chips, barbecue, there's obviously boozers, there's everything. There's face painting for the kids, there's jumping castles, so just going to try and make it a real spectacle and hopefully everyone enjoys the day and comes out and put a bit of a party on East Gambier style so everyone really enjoy the day and there we go.
And I think a great game is promised because it's 1-2. That doesn't mean anything because they go in even, two arms, two legs. Let's hope per footy's the winner and it just goes off smoothly the day. Aaron Davis, the president of the East Gambier Bulldogs, woof woof. Let's hope the day goes smooth and everyone just is sensible and enjoys himself.
No worries, Milo.
You and Grant. The Breakfast.
Triple M. It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. If you were on social media on the weekend, I tell you what, you would have found out about a fantastic fundraiser that I was banging on all about. Getting it off for the boys, there were a group of Limestone Coast locals, incredibly brave ladies. They all lost their locks for prostate cancer research here in the Limestone Coast. They've got a fantastic piece of medical equipment that they'd like to put some money towards, and they have raised a bucket load of cash. Jill joins me in the studio. Jill, good morning.
How are you going, Ewan?
Jill, you look lovely.
I feel bald.
You look lovely. That is all I'm going to say.
Probably all you need to say. I'll run with that one.
Congratulations. You've got to have been very brave to take all your hair off for a great cause.
Yes, and it is a great cause too, and it just went really well. But honestly, I was just going to have a number one, but my naughty boys raised another $500, so I had to go the full hog. So
What did you say to them afterwards?
I wasn't happy. you just had to look at the look on my face on the Facebook photos to know I wasn't happy.
So tell us all about the night. You've obviously got a whole heap of people to thank.
I have. And I just want to really start, I don't want to prattle on too much, but I'd like to say thanks to Diane, who is our MC. She did a fantastic job. She just gets the room rocking. Mm. Wendy Richardson did a great job because we were very amateurs. We didn't know what we were doing. Wendy came down and gave us a lot of advice for the auctions from Red Gum Country. Mm. Ethan Bronker, the auctioneer, was marvellous, got it rocking. And a big, big, big thanks to Tony Verona from Metro, who her generosity is unlimited through the whole process. And I just love, love, love Tony. She's just amazing. And I won't prattle on too long, but a big thanks to my great little team. And they're the best friends you could ever wish for. They've been so much support. And not forgetting, of course, Danny Scully, the manager of the Western Tavern, and his team. They did the best job ever. The food was amazing. They had cocktails. It was just an amazing night. And I would say to anybody, if you want to function, go to the Western Tavern. They did a great job. I'd really have to thank the Mount Gambier businesses. They have been amazing with their generosity, their donations. And we live in a great town.
We do, don't we? We live in a brilliant town.
I love these people. And I moved from Melbourne years ago and I would never go back again. We should do a show. This is why I live where I live.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. The Limestone Coast is such an amazing community. They get behind so many incredible charities.
I could not believe it.
Yeah.
I could not believe it. I wish it was as easy to sell advertising as it was to get gifts. But anyway, that's another thing. And so what's happening is next Thursday, we're getting the prostrate support group guys together and we're going to present them with a cheque for $20,000.
While I am floored at that amount of money, tell me again, how much did you
$20,000. Yep.
How amazingly cool is that? You must be over the moon.
I am. And I was so determined to get there. It was like, yeah. As I said, broke down, sat on the spa, had a cry on a Saturday morning. Just stressed out.
Now, there is going to be one more fundraiser that takes place as well.
There is. It's going to happen a couple of weeks. We haven't finalised that yet, but it's going to be at the Tarpina Hotel. And they have done it before and raised a lot of money. I don't know whether I'm allowed to say what it's called.
Oh, you can say what it's called, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
It's called the running of the balls. And every time I say it, people think I'm saying bulls, but I'm not. I'm saying balls.
And it is going to be exceptional fun.
It is going to be great fun. And what I'll do is, if everybody can keep their eye on Facebook and Lifestyle One, I'll have all the details once we finally do it.
I promise that I'll talk about it on radio
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. And the money from that will be going towards the cancer, the support group as well.
Now, tell me a little bit about it, because you guys basically have put together a bucket load of cash, $20,000. You're going to put it towards the purchase of a piece of equipment for the Mount Gambier Hospital.
There has sort of been a bit of a drama with that because, like, when we originally started, it was in mind for a biopsy machine or everything like that, but that's like $300,000. So that takes a lot of fundraising. And so basically it's just keep tacking away until the support group get the money that they can throw towards it. And then by that stage, there might be another process that needs, instead of that, it might not be one of those machines. They might have modernised it and gone for, but the money will be going to Mount Gambier.
Absolutely.
Hospital and the cancer.
Congratulations to you and all the girls involved. It really was a sensational night. You need to be congratulated. It's a tremendous effort.
They have done a top job and I have got the best lot of friends. They've been so much help.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 MMM.
MMM, don't forget there's road closures taking place up and around the lake today as SA Water try and take the car out of the lake. We will recap how it all went on Monday morning. Milo's in soon. Don't forget, all talk is going to be on the Western Border Grand Final. It's taking place tomorrow at McDonald Park. He'll keep you up to date with all the things you need to know, footy and netty-wise. And Ray Hadley's back after 10. Have a great weekend. There's so much great stuff going on across the Limestone Coast. Look out for a Facebook post because I'll tell you all about it soon. Have a great day. Chat to you Monday.